USA News, I'm John Schaefer. With 1,500 cancellations and 3,000 delays reported, it is another rough day for air travel. The TSA's Patty Mancha says travelers should pack some patience.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. If you're traveling early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines facing the most significant delays, followed by JetBlue. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is again blanketing the Midwest. Millions of people in Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and elsewhere are dealing with unhealthy air quality today. The smoke is expected to move east, hitting parts of western and central New York. President Biden says his economic policies are focused on inclusive economic growth, citing the highest post-pandemic economic growth among nations.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Speaking in Chicago today, he emphasized infrastructure and domestic manufacturing investments while criticizing previous administration's tax cuts benefiting corporations and the wealthy. More Americans are expressing confidence in the U.S. economy, according to a Gallup poll. The Economic Confidence Index score for June registered at negative 32 on a scale that ranges from negative 100 to positive 100. The Marine veteran accused of putting a New York City subway rider in a deadly chokehold has pleaded not guilty.
Daniel Penny was in and out of court quickly while learning of the manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges against him. His attorney, Stephen Razor, says the evidence points to Penny acting reasonably on the May 1st deadly subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
So our legal team at Razor and Kniff is ready to fight for Danny and for every New Yorker's right and duty to defend each other when faced with grave harm.
But Neely's family attorney, Dante Mills, says Penny's large defense fund will not save him.
Daniel Penny killed the man. He took a life.
He's due back in court in October. Scott Pringle, New York.
This is USA News.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Americans' perception of the pandemic is changing, with 64% believing it's over. That's compared to 49% in February. However, less than half feel their lives have fully returned to normal. A man who's been on the run after a 1984 murder in Florida is finally in custody.
The sheriff's office says Donald Santini, now 65, arrived at the Orient Road Jail early Wednesday morning after his arrest and extradition from San Diego. Santini was wanted for the 1984 murder of Cynthia Wood. He was the last person seen with her before the discovery of her body in a canal. He was identified as a suspect and has been on the run from the Tampa Bay area for 39 years. Officers were able to locate him earlier this month. Santini has now been charged with murder. I'm Reed Shepard.
Combining the flavors of ketchup with the sweet and citrusy taste of Pepsi, Pepsi is set to launch its inaugural condiment, Pepsi Colachup, next week. Debuting on the 4th of July at select baseball parks, the soda-infused ketchup is the result of a collaboration between Pepsi and the Culinary Institute of America. Airbnb is giving guests an extraordinary opportunity to reside in an authentic Malibu Barbie dream house. In celebration of the upcoming Barbie movie, the company has revealed plans to offer 2 one-night stays within the dream house next month. Situated in Malibu, California, the mansion is fully adorned in vibrant hot pink hues, both on its exterior and interior from floor to ceiling. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.